A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Samach Zayin, Shabbos 67A, pagination, page 133. If you're in Art Scroll, it would probably be 67A, either 2 or 3. You'll see there's a Mishnah on the English side. They always do it really bold. Mm-hmm. If you're in the regular Hebrew Aramaic, it's the bottom quarter of the page. In the beginning of a line, you'll see Masnisin in bold. No. 133 if you're doing pagination.
Oh, you
said, yeah, because I was translating the half number. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Masnisin in the beginning of a line. Yotzin bevetzes hachargol. If a person for, quote, medicinal reasons, needs to go out with the egg of a locust, uveshein shual, or the tooth of a fox, uvemasmer min atzaluv, or with the nail from a hung person, the nail from the gallows, presumably, mishum refua, because of medicinal benefits, you're allowed to do it, divrei Rav Meir, this is the ruling of Rav Meir. We're going back to the discussion of what's considered carrying on Shabbos, and if something is there, as jewelry for ornamental, or a kamiya mumche, a amulet done by an expert, so that it's reliable, so that it's considered an adornment, and you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. It's part of your clothing. This is not just hanging something onto your lapel. It's part of your clothing. It's really, it's not just you wanted to carry it, so you figured out a way to hook it on. You hang your wallet on your neck or something. That's its function. That's the way it's worn. It's worn as a necklace. So then Reb Meir holds, this is all okay. V'chachomim osrim af b'chol. And the chachomim say, the sages say, that this activity of these, I'll use the expression, you know, fluky solutions to whatever problems you've got, it's prohibited even during the week. Mishim darkei ho'emodi, because this is the way of the idol worshippers. They have all kinds of hooji-boojis. And it's prohibited, as Rashi says, to go. He quotes, which pasuk is it exactly? Rashi tells us, it's the pasuk of v'chukoseim lo seilecho, not to go in the ways of the non-Jews. Now we'll have to clarify, what does it mean non-Jews? Non-Jews drink from the water faucet also. We're allowed to drink from the water faucet. There's nothing. What exactly are we objecting to when we say the ways of these idol worshippers? So the Gemara first explains what the function of these things is. So we're told that the Beitzas HaChargol works for shichla, for an earache. The tooth of a fox works either for somebody who's not sleeping enough or sleeping too much. And these things had certain functions. They were remedies in the eyes of the beholder. The Chachamim say nothing doing, you're not allowed to do it, because it goes into this category of not acting like the non-Jews in terms of the idol worshippers, lest you be drawn in to their to viewing them as the arbiters of health and well-being. Let's continue with the two dots over here, and we'll start seeing what's permitted and start appreciating why much of what we do, which might be considered imitating other people, is totally permitted. The beginning of the line is Divrei Reb Meir. It's like two lines after where we were. And we start from the two dots, Abaye v'Rava. Abaye v'Rava de Amri Tarvayu, Abaye and Rava, both of them say this consensus, kol dover sheyesh ba mishum refuah, anything that you're doing for medicinal reasons, meaning it's a tried and proven, you could even explain logically why it works preferably, that's fine. Ein ba mishum darkei ha'emodi, it's not a problem of darkei ha'emodi, even if the amateur doesn't know how it's working, we give you antibiotics. So you don't know how that takes away the ailment. That's fine. But the experts know, and no one's claiming that this is a blessing from the idol. It's understood. Or even if you don't understand how it works, it's understood that whatever it is doing is not a religious thing. But if it doesn't have refuah, healing known properties, yesh bo mishum darkei ha'emori, there would be darkei ha'emori if someone tells you that you take the tooth of the fox. I mean, these examples, they don't have any reality. It's all a spiritual incantation. So then you have to know what you're dealing with. If it's coming from bad sources, not allowed to do it. And even today in the Jewish world, there's a big split when you come to segulos, good omens, which good omens we accept, and which good omens, according to some diehards, we really move away from, even if they're Jewish in seemingly origin. You have this red bendel that they go with the Kever Rachel and they give everybody to wear on their arm like a bracelet. What's the status of that? And it's very clear. Some rabbis, you know, they're fine with it, and some rabbis really move away from it, either legally or not, but even on good omens. The good omens that are universally accepted and the ones we recommend are the ones that are rooted in Torah and mitzvahs. Person says, you don't have children, so you want to have children. So pay for a poor person's chasna. It's like a good omen that's linked with logic, with mitzvahs that you should be doing anyway, just you're directing your tzedakah to a specific thing so that it has the type of effect you're trying to have. There are different things Rabbanim will recommend under certain circumstances, but they're all well-rooted. They're not coming out of left field. Even the ones that seem to be coming out of left field, if you start asking and inquiring, you realize it's based on a medrash, it's based on something. There's a famous Ramah that's worthy of mention in Yoridea Kuf Ayin Ches 178. The Ramah mentions that if people are wearing something like a white lab coat, so you're doing it just like the goyim are doing it, so are you allowed to do it? He says anything that they're wearing because it's like a uniform, it's prestige, it's cleanliness, it has a reason, or it's a uniform, is also fine. That's not darkei ha'emori, that's not a problem at all. And if something can be well-rooted with mainstream thought, again, either a uniform or litoelus, there's a logical reason why we're doing it, that all would be fine. Take a look at the Gemara as it continues. The second word on the next line, the first word is ho'emori, and then we start v'hatanya. V'hatanya, but we learned. There seems to be a problem here. There's something that seems to be allowed that does not have any medicinal logical use. It seems to be a hooji-booji out there. Ilan shemeshe perosav, if a tree is losing its fruits, sokro, besikra, you paint it, v'toano ba'avonim, and you weigh it down with stones. So bishlam atoano ba'avonim, why are you weighing it down with stones? So they had some method of doing it. The Gemara says, I'm fine with that. You're trying to weaken it. Because as Rashi explains on the first wide line, the reason it's losing its fruit prematurely is because it's so strong. It's developing and it's therefore not keeping the fruit on. It's just this tree is too strong for its own good. So somehow they had a method, and this is viewed as medicinal. They would weaken the tree. I don't know how to do this, but they would weigh it down with stones. It sounds like a human being. You never thought of doing this on a tree. How does that work? But it weakens the tree. So he says, it's logical. El sokro besikra, but you're going to paint it? My refua ka'ovid. How can you justify that? That sounds exactly like Darkei Ha'emori. You're coming out of some, like, what does paintings help the tree? Says the Gemara, no, this is very mainstream. Ki heichid de lachazye inshi v'libo'u alei rachmi. In order that people should see the marking and they should daven for you. It's a way of declaring, I'm in trouble. And this was the pattern, that you'd paint it, and people who walked by would say, oh, I see you're having a problem with the tree. May Hashem give the tree, I don't know if the word is a speedy recovery, because it's a tree, not a person, but whatever it is, they should daven for you, that the tree should indeed be fruitful. Kedetanya, as we learnt, again, it's a mainstream principle. V'tamei tamei yikra, a person who had tzarah should call out that he's tamei. He should let people know, not just to keep them distant, but also a much more positive note. Tzorach leodio tzari l'rabim, he should let people know that he's in trouble. V'rabim yivakshu olav rachamim, so that people should daven for him. And again, the solutions that we're going to talk about may at first glance, look, out there, but if you delve into them, they're very similar to my example of the antibiotic. If a person doesn't know why drinking this pink stuff helps him, and he thinks you're an incantation man, so that's because he doesn't know how antibiotic works. But anybody who knows, like here, you paint the tree, it has proven results, but not because of the paint, but because of the people passing by who wish you well. Yashikarach, have a great day.